From IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, August 17th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with Katie Buzard about her role as a soprano with the Chicago Symphony Chorus. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Motorists taking I-57 north from Champaign, take heed. One of the ramps feeding traffic to that highway from I-74 is about to close for a long time. IDOT says the ramp from westbound I-74 to northbound I-57 will be closed beginning Thursday night. The shutdown is to allow construction of new ramps to and from the two highways, a project expected to last about 2 years. A detour will be posted. Motorists should expect delays and allow extra time for trips through the I-74 and 57 interchange. Urbana's new police chief says he has many plans for the city's future in addition to what he's already implemented. IPM reporter May Antar has more.
Chief Larry Boone has prioritized the speedy exchange of information. Prior to his arrival in June, he says it would take an entire day to find out the status of a violent crime. Now, it takes seconds.
Imagine going into a supermarket and there was no signs to tell you what was on what aisles. You walk around aimlessly, right? So the process we have now, there are signs.
Boone would also like to implement programs from his former department in Norfolk, Virginia, but he acknowledges that Urbana doesn't have the staffing just yet. I'm May Antar, IPM News.
Illinois Democrats hope to use their resume of the past 4+ years and a fear of what could be to get people excited for next year's election. Alex Degman reports.
Democrats spent Governor's Day at the Illinois State Fair yesterday boasting about strengthened abortion protections, a more stable financial outlook, and a stronger party. But Governor J.B. Pritzker warned that Republicans, from local offices all the way to the presidency, have been trying to enact policies that he says are harmful. But he says the majority of Illinois voters weren't having that.
Democrats pointed out that there were right-wing zealots on the ballot who wanted to ban books, who want to change the history books to eliminate black history. We called that out, and the Democratic Party of Illinois made sure that the voters knew.
Republicans have their day at the Illinois State Fair today. I'm Alex Degman.
Jurors are hearing crucial federal grand jury testimony in the perjury trial of an aide to former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Dave McKinney has more.
Timothy Mapes is accused of lying to a federal grand jury. In 2021, Mapes told grand jurors multiple times that he knew nothing about any work the now-convicted lobbyist Michael McLean was doing for Madigan. Recordings of those critical exchanges between federal prosecutor Amar Bachu and Mapes were played yesterday.
Do you recall anyone ever describing any work, anyone at all, describing any work or assignments Mr. McLean was performing on Mr. Madigan's behalf?
Yeah, I don't recall that I would have been part of any of that dialogue.
Prosecutors then played a long wiretap of Mapes and McLean talking about a multitude of work McLean was doing for the speaker. This is Dave McKinney.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with Katie Buzard about her role as a soprano with the Chicago Symphony Chorus. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Take a deep dive into the meaning and history behind some of America's most quintessential symbols and stories with the series Iconic America. David Rubenstein, who's a lifelong student of American history, examines America's past through the lens of our most emblematic symbols and landmarks. Rubenstein explores the meaning and origins of icons that connect us to our country's past. Friends of WILL can watch all episodes now with WILL Passport. Find out more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Great Performances airs Monday, August 21st on WILL-TV, and Illinois Public Media's very own Katie Buzard has a featured role as a soprano with the Chicago Symphony Chorus in Leonard Bernstein's Kaddish Symphony. I spoke with Katie about the experience. Katie, can you talk to me about what it was like to prepare for this to be filmed for Great Performances? In a live performance, the opportunity that you have in something that is pre-recorded to make edits, to go back and make any changes if something goes awry, is not there. What was that preparation like for you?
for our dress rehearsal, usually the dress rehearsal, you don't necessarily run the whole thing without stopping. You usually do the bits that you need to do over again. You touch up on spots. You don't have to dress in your concert attire or anything. But for this one, they made us come in our concert dress as if we were going to be performing it, just in case something went wrong in the performance and they needed to splice things from the dress rehearsal. So we technically had two shots, but really we only had the one performance with the performance energy to get it right. And of course, the lighting would be different because the dress rehearsal was in the afternoon, concert was at night.
Well, I have no doubt that it's going to be an amazing performance. And even though it was amazing, it does sound like there was some added pressure with that performance ready dress rehearsal.
Yeah, it was also extra stressful because I was carpooling with a friend to get there and there was an accident on the interstate.
Oh, no.
And we got there 2 minutes before the downbeat. So we were running
magnified
in our heels across the parking lot to get to our spots in the chorus, because if we were late to the dress rehearsal, we couldn't sing the performance, because if they had to use the dress rehearsal footage
and sanctified,
we wouldn't have been in the dress rehearsal footage.
The music in this performance is beautiful. It's also pretty complex. What was it like having to learn these pieces?
So Bernstein loves unique rhythms. If you know West Side Story, that is readily apparent.
Could be.
So it's tricky rhythms that go between 3 and 2 that you have to get in your mind and get a feeling for. And he also uses 12-tone rows. There's this one section that was quite difficult where all 8 vocal parts were singing different things at different times. They were in different keys, different meters, and we started at different times. And it's this big cacophonous sound, and that was intentional on his part. And then eventually Maestro Alsop brought it to a conclusion, but we all had to come in on our own and try to make it work. So it was just very, very tricky. And the harmonic language is very different. There were some high notes that were quite difficult. And then also this piece was in Aramaic and Hebrew, which isn't as familiar to a lot of singers.
And for you, Katie, what was the most rewarding part about being in this performance?
I've long admired Maren Alsop as a conductor. I think she's such a trailblazer, and it was really great working with her just to see how down to earth she was and engaging as a singer's conductor, because not all orchestra conductors are very good at conducting voices or don't connect with them in the same way that a choral conductor would. But she was really good at getting great sounds out of us and connecting with us. The energy of the whole performance, with the extra specialness of it being recorded. Also the soprano soloist, Janai Brugger. I've been a fan of hers for a while, so it was amazing to hear her sing live. It was also especially rewarding to sing in Highland Park, where the Ravinia Festival is. So little did they know when they scheduled both the German Requiem and the Cottage Symphony that Highland Park would suffer this tragic shooting on July 4th of that year. And these concerts were only a few weeks after. So it was especially poignant to sing both of these works, which are sort of requiems in a community that was suffering after this horrific event. So That was probably the most rewarding aspect of this performance.
Katie Buzard is the writer and editor of Illinois Public Media's Clef Notes, the monthly classical music newsletter. You can catch Katie singing with the Chicago Symphony Chorus on Great Performances on Monday, August 21st at 9 p.m. on WILL-TV, streaming on the PBS app, and visit ipmnewsroom.org for more information. I'm Kimberly Schofield. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy and breezy, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm midday and a high of 81 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, May Antar, Alex Degman, and Dave McKinney. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.